Welcome to Zichu Daf Sin Mani Mamar by Ram Goldar, and today we're Sechus Menachos, Daf Chaf Hei, the third parak HaKometz Rabba. So the three topics are going to focus on. Number one, the next Mishnah states that if the Kometz became Tameh, and the Kometz offered it despite its being disqualified, the Tzitz is Meratze. It affects acceptance, and the Shirai may be eaten. However, if the Kometz left the Azara, and the Kohen offered it, the tzitz is not meratzah. She'a tzitz meratzah al tameh, because the tzitz affects acceptance for tuma, ve'ena meratzah al yotzi, but it does not affect acceptance for the disqualification for leaving the azara. A braisa analyzes the pasuk describing where the tzitz is meratzah. V'nasa aron es avon hakadoshim, an aron will bear the sin of the offering. This cannot refer to a vote with intent of chutz l'mkomo or chutz l'zmano, because these are both invalid. It must refer to the sin of tuma, shehutra makol metzibor, which has an exception to its general prohibition for a communal carbon, which may be brought in a state of tuma. It does not refer to yotze, although it is permitted on Obama, because the pasuk says lifnei Hashem, before Hashem, indicating that tzitz is oy meratza on an avon de lifnei Hashem, a sin before Hashem, meaning tuma, which is disqualified before Hashem inside the Azara, and not yotze. The Gemara explains why it cannot refer to the disqualification of a small, left-handed avoda or a balmum. Point number two, a braisa teaches that a blood of a carbon became tameh and was unfit for zrika, and a kohen performed zrika with it. B'shogeg hurtza, if it occurred mistakenly, the carbon is accepted through the tzitz and its meat may be eaten. B'mezil hurtza, if it was intentional, it is not accepted insofar as its meat is rabbinically prohibited to eat. The Gemara said this contradicts another braisa which teaches that the tzitz is meratza on blood, meat, or chelev of a carbon which became tamei, whether b'shogeg or b'mezid, or b'onus, accidentally, or b'ratz, unwillingly. Rav Chisda eventually answers that they reflect the Malchokas Tanaim about whether a mezid was penalized. The second braisa is Rebbe Eliezer, who taught that if one separates truma from tamei produce on tahor produce, which is prohibited, even intentionally, the truma is valid. Although truma is not as strict as kadshim, we presume he holds the same for kadshim. The braisa cannot be Rabbi Yossi, who holds mezid was not penalized, because the second braisa says that tzitz is also meratzah for tamei meat, and Rabbi Yossi holds that tzitz is not meratzah for achilos, parts of the carbon which are eaten. And point number three, Ravina answers the contradiction differently. Tumaso ben b'shogeg ben b'mezid hurtza, regarding its contracting tuma, whether it occurred mistakenly or intentionally, it's accepted. Zrikaso b'shogeg hurtza b'mezid lo hurtza. However, regarding its zrika, if it was done mistakenly, it's accepted, but if it was done intentionally, it is not accepted. Thus, the first braisa, which distinguishes between mezid and shogeg, is discussing how the zrika was performed, whereas the second braisa, which says even mezid is accepted, is referring to how it became tameh. Rav Shila makes the opposite distinction. Regarding its zrika, whether it was performed by shogeg or by mezid, the carbon is accepted. But regarding how it became tameh, if it occurred by shogeg, it's accepted, but if it occurred by mezid, it is not accepted. He therefore explains the first braisa to be discussing how it became tameh, and the second braisa to be discussing how the zrika was performed. So once again, the three points are number one. The next Mishnah states that if the Kometz became Tameh and the Kohen offered it despite its being disqualified, the Tzitz is Meratzah, it affects acceptance and the Shirai may be eaten. However, if the Kometz left the Azara and the Kohen offered it, the Tzitz is not Meratzah. She'a Tzitz Meratzah al Tameh, because the Tzitz affects acceptance for Tuma, ve'ena Meratzah al Yotzi, but it does not affect acceptance for the disqualification for leaving the Azara. A braisa analyzes the pasuk describing where the Tzitz is Meratzah. V'nasa aron es avon hakadoshim, an aron will bear the sin of the offering. This cannot refer to a vote with intent of chutz l'mkomo or chutz l'zmano, because these are both invalid. It must refer to the sin of tuma, shehutra makol metzibor, which has an exception to its general prohibition for a communal carbon, which may be brought in a state of tuma. It does not refer to yotze, although it is permitted on Obama, because the pasuk says lifnei Hashem, before Hashem, indicating that tzitz is oy meratzah on an avon de lifnei Hashem, a sin before Hashem, meaning tuma, which is disqualified before Hashem inside the Azara, and not yotze. The Gemara explains why it cannot refer to the disqualification of a small, left-handed avoda or a balmum. Point number two, a braisa teaches that a blood of a carbon became tameh and was unfit for zrika, and a kohen performed zrika with it. B'shogeg hurtza, if it occurred mistakenly, the carbon is accepted through the tzitz and its meat may be eaten. B'mezil hurtza, if it was intentional, it is not accepted insofar as its meat is rabbinically prohibited to eat. The Gemara said this contradicts another braisa which teaches that the tzitz is meratza on blood, meat, or chelev of a carbon which became tameh, whether b'shogeg or b'mezid, or b'onus, accidentally, or b'ratz, unwillingly. Rav Chisda eventually answers that they reflect the Malchokas Tanaim about whether a mezi was penalized. The second braisa is Rebbe Eliezer, who taught that if one separates truma from tamei produce on tahor produce, which is prohibited, even intentionally, the truma is valid. Although truma is not as strict as kadshim, we presume he holds the same for kadshim. The braisa cannot be Rebbe Yossi, who holds mezid was not penalized, because the second braisa says that tzitzis is also meratzah for tamei meat, and Rebbe Yossi holds that tzitzis is not meratzah for achilos, parts of the carbon which are eaten. And point number three, Ravina answers the contradiction differently. Tumaso ben b'shogeg ben memezid hurtza. Regarding its contracting tuma, whether it occurred mistakenly or intentionally, it's accepted. Zrikaso b'shogeg hurtza, b'mezid lo hurtza. However, regarding its zrika, if it was done mistakenly, it's accepted, but if it was done intentionally, it is not accepted. Thus, the first braisa, which distinguishes between mezid and shogeg, is discussing how the zrika was performed, whereas the second braisa, which says even mezid is accepted, is referring to how it became tame. Rav Shila makes the opposite distinction. Regarding its zrika, whether it was performed b'shogeg or b'mezid, the carbon is accepted, but regarding how it became tame, if it occurred b'shogeg, it's accepted, but if it occurred b'mezid, it is not accepted. He therefore explains the first braisa to be discussing how it became tame, and the second braisa to be discussing how the zrika was performed. All right, so now we got our siman daf chaf hey, and our standard siman is a silver anniversary. Silver anniversary celebrating 25 years. So here goes. The 25th wedding anniversary dinner at the Tzitz-themed restaurant, where Menachu's dishes were still served, if the kometz was tame, not if it was yotze, was a disaster when a waiter intentionally threw tame blood at the mock mizbeach, thinking he could still serve the meat, but was told by the maitre d' that he couldn't, since the tzitz is only meratzev or tuma b'mezid, not zrika b'mezid. Once again, slow motion. The 25th wedding anniversary dinner, 25th anniversary, that must be on daf chaf hey. The 25th wedding anniversary dinner at the Tzitz-themed restaurant, where Menachu's dishes were still served if the kometz was tame, not if it was yotze, which reminds us. The next mishnah states that if the kometz became tame and the kohen offered it despite its being disqualified, the tzitz is meratzah, it affects acceptance, and the shirai may be eaten. However, if the kometz left the azara, and the kohen offered it, the tzitz is not meratzah. She had tzitz meratzah al tami, because the tzitz affects acceptance for tuma, veinu meratzah al yotze, but it does not affect acceptance for the disqualification for leaving the azara. So the 25th wedding anniversary dinner at the tzitz-themed restaurant, where Menachu's dishes were still served if the kometz was tame, not if it was yotze, was a disaster when a waiter intentionally threw blood at the mock mizbeach, thinking he could still serve the meat, which reminds us, the Gemara brings a contradiction if the tzitz is meratzah for mezid, and there's a malchokas about knas. So the 25th wedding anniversary dinner at the tzitz-themed restaurant, where Menachu's dishes were still served if the kometz was tame, not if it was yotze, was a disaster when a waiter intentionally threw tame blood at the mock mizbeach, thinking he could still serve the meat, but was told by the maitre d' that he couldn't, since the tzitz is only meratze for tuma b'mezi, not zrika b'mezi, which reminds us, Ravina answers the contradiction differently. Tumasu ben b'shoge ben b'mezid hurtza. Regarding its contracting tuma, whether it occurred mistakenly or intentionally, it's accepted. Zrikaso b'shoge hurtza b'mezid lo hurtza. However, regarding its zrika, if it was done mistakenly, it's accepted, but if it was done intentionally, it is not accepted. Thus, the first braisa, which distinguishes between mezid and shogeg, is discussing how the zrika was performed, whereas the second braisa, which says even mezid is accepted, is referring to how it became tame. Rav Shila makes the opposite distinction. So once again, the 25th wedding anniversary dinner at the Tzitz-themed restaurant, where Menachu's dishes were still served if the kometz was tame, not if it was yotze, was a disaster when a waiter intentionally threw tame blood at the mock mizbeach, thinking he could still serve the meat, but was told by the maitre d' that he couldn't, since the tzitz is only meratzid for tuma b'mezid, not zrika b'mezid. All right, so now it's time for four blabach hazara. Daf chaf alf. So the simon daf chaf alf is a car, because Bostonians pronounce car as ka. So here goes. When the man showing off his vintage ka, that must mean we're on daf chaf aleph. When the man showing off his vintage ka showed how he uses the engine to cook with, his friend pointed out that if he would cook up blood, it would exempt him from eating it, which reminds us, the Gemara discusses dam shebishlo, blood which was cooked, and whether one transgresses the prohibition of consuming blood with it. So when the man showing off his vintage car showed how he used the engine to cook with, his friend pointed out that if he would cook up blood, it would exempt him from eating it. And when he flipped over the meat and salt to both sides, another friend said it reminded him of salting karbanos, which reminds us, a braisa darshens the psukim of salting karbanos. But melech requires using actual salt, not mei melech, salt water, bo tashvitz melech, and you shall not discontinue the salt teaches to use melech she'eno shoveses, salt that never ceases to be produced, meaning melech stomis, which comes from the sea. So when the man showing off his vintage car showed how he used the engine to cook with, his friend pointed out that if he would cook up blood, it would exempt him from eating it. And when he flipped over the meat and salt to both sides, another friend said it reminded him of salting karbanos with sea salt, and that the Kohanim could use the salt to season their kadshim, but not their chulin, which reminds us Shmuel holds that although Kohanim may use salt for eating the karbanos themselves, they cannot use this salt for eating chulin. The Gemara wonders how chulin would be brought into the Azar to eat, and explains that a drasha teaches that Kohanim eat chulin and truma along with kachim, kadei shetehe ne'achelas ahosovea, so that the kachim will be eaten while they're satisfied. Still, salt of hekdesh may not be used for this chulin. Daf Chav Beis, so the simmer Daf Chav Beis is a cab. So here goes. The cab driver, cab? That must be on Daf Chav Beis. The cab driver transporting wood for private karbanos that came from communal funds, which reminds us, a braisa teaches the source that wood for private karbanos is funded mishal tzibor, from communal funds. One would think that someone who accepts to bring an ola should bring his own wood, just like he brings his own esachim. Therefore, the pasuk says, "Al ha'etzim asher al ha'esh asher al ha'mizbeach," on the wood which is on the fire, which is on the mizbeach. This compares the wood to the mizbeach. And Rabbi Elazar ben Rabbi Shimon says it teaches ma mizbeach mishal tzibor of etzim ve'esh mishal tzibor. Just as the mizbeach was funded from a communal fund, so too the wood and fire for personal karbanas come from communal funds. So the cab driver transporting wood for private karbanas that came from communal funds had a kohen gadol and kohenes passengers whose kmitzas with different consistencies became mixed and were invalid. Which reminds us, Rebuta says that where the kometz of one mincha was mixed into a kohen gadol's mincha or minchas nasachim, it's invalid. Shezo begulasa ava, because this kometz's mixture of flour and oil is thick, being one log of oil per isaron of flour, vezo begulasa racha. Whereas this, the minchas kohen mashiach or minchas nasachim mixture, is thin, being three log of oil per isaron of flour. The henboa zomizo, and they absorb one from the other. So, the cab driver transporting wood for private karbanas that came from communal funds had a kohen gadol and kohenes passengers whose kmitzas with different consistencies became mixed and were invalid, and overheard the kohen gadol say that when it comes to the mixing of the blood of the par and seir of Yom Kippur, they're not batal, since only in ein mevatlin zeh zeh. Which reminds us, mixing the blood of the par and seir of Yom Kippur proves Olin in mevatlin zeh zeh. The things which go up on the mizbech do not nullify one another, so the seer's blood is not batal. Or, according to Rabbi Yehuda, it proves, min bemino eino batal, that a kind mixed with its own kind is not nullified, and that is why the seer's blood is not batal. Daf Chav Gimel, so the simon Daf Chav Gimel is kugelach. So here goes. When Team Minchas saw that the other team tampered with their Minchas chote style kugelach, that must be around Daf Chav Gimel. When Team Minchas saw that the other team tampered with their Minchas Chote style kugelach by putting oil on them, which reminds us, Amraim discussed komets de Minchas Chote Sheshimno. If one placed oil on the komets of a sinner's mincha, Yochan says it's possible, but Reish Lakish says one should rub the komets itself with the remnants of a log of oil from another mincha and offer it up on the Mizbeach, meaning one should ideally rub this komets along the inside of a kli, which contains drops of oil from a mincha it previously held. Therefore, the komets certainly remains valid if oil was placed on it. So when Team Minchas saw that the other team tampered with their Minchas Chote style kugelach by putting oil on them and mixing up their Kometz kugelach with other Mincha kugelach, which reminds us, the next Mishnah states, Shtei Menachos Shol Nikmetzu Et Minisar V'Zo B'Zo, if two Menachos to which Kemitza had not been performed became mixed with each other, Im Yachol Likmos Mizo Mifnei Atzma U Mizo Mifnei Atzma, if one can do Kemitza from this one separately and do Kemitza from this one separately, meaning enough of each Mincha remains separate, allowing for its Kemitza, both Menachos are valid, but if not, they are invalid. So when Team Minchas saw that the other team tampered with their Minchas Chote style kugelach by putting oil on them and mixing up their Kometz kugelach with other Mincha kugelach, they retaliated by taking Team Buster's meat from their sandwiches and mixing it with Nevela, which sparked a debate if we go after the Bato or the Mavato from Min Bemino. Which reminds us, the Gemara brings the Malchokas about Nevela and Shchuta being Mevatel each other, and whether we go Baser Bato or Baser Mevatel. Daf Chav Dalet. So the Simur Daf Chav Dalet is a kud, a pitcher. So here goes. The Tvu Yom who stuck his right hand into a glass pitcher. Pitcher? That must be more on Daf Chav Dalet. Kud. The Tvu Yom who stuck his right hand into a glass pitcher, touching one half of a Nisaron of a Mincha, disqualifying the other half in it because Klima Tzarf Mashva Socho. Lekodesh, which reminds us, Rav Kana answered several questions asked by Rav Chiya's sons about Tziruf Kli, a vessel's ability to combine Hekdesh items inside it. If two halves of a Nisaron of a Mincha were placed into the Visa, the bowl, and a Tefulyum touched one half, the other half is also disqualified because Kli Matzarav Mashva Socho Lekodesh, a Kli Sharis, combines what's inside it regarding Hekdesh, even though the two halves are not touching. So the Tvu Yom who stuck his right hand into a glass pitcher, touching one half of a Nisaron of a Mincha, disqualifying the other half in it because Kli Matzarav Mashva Socho Lekodesh, placed his left hand in another glass pitcher and touched half of a Nisaron of a Mincha that was already Tamei, wondering if we say Savula Tuma and it won't disqualify the other half, which reminds us, Rav asked if a Nisaron was divided and one half became Tamei, and they were then placed into the Visa, and then a Tvu Yom touched the Tamei half, does the Tar half become Tamei through Tziruv Kli? Do we say Savula Tuma, the flower is already satiated with Tuma, and the second event of Tuma does not affect it and cannot be extended to the other half with Tziruv Kli or not? So the Tvu Yom who stuck his right hand into a glass pitcher, touching one half of a Nisaron of a Mincha, disqualifying the other half in it because Kli Matzarav Mashva Socho Lekodesh, placed his left hand in another glass pitcher and touched half a Nisaron of a Mincha that was already Tamei, wondering if we say Savula Tuma and it won't disqualify the other half, while a second Tvu Yom stuck his hand into a large pitcher with three half Nisarons in it, where one had been lost, replaced, and then found again, which reminds us, Rava discusses a divided Isaron where one half was lost and another was designated in its place, and the first was found. All three halves were together in the Visa and one became Tame. If the Avu, the last one, contracted Tuma, then it and the Rishon, the first half which was never lost, combined to become Tame, but not the Mufrash, the designated replacement, which was never intended to be one Mincha with the Avud. The Gemara then explains what the din is if one of the other two Isarons were touched instead. All right, so now it's time to conclude with our pop quiz of 10 questions. Which stuff discusses which sacrificial items require melech and answers anything burned with wood on the Mizbeach? That's on Daf Chaf. Good. Number 2. Which stuff do you know that mixing the blood of the par and seer proves either olin ein mevatlin zeazel or min bemino ein obatol? That's on Daf Chabez. Good. Number 3. Which stuff do we know that Kohanim may use the salt for their carbon, but not for the chulin that is eaten with it? That's on Daf Chafalav. Good. Number 4. Which daf do we distinguish between Tuma Bemezid and Zrika Bemezid? That's on Daf Chafhei. Good. Number 5. Which daf do we learn the Rebbe holds Eitzim themselves can be a Mincha and require Melech, Hagasha, Kemitza, and Eitzim? That's on Daf Chaf. Good. Number 6. Which daf do we discuss what the din is if a Tvu Yom places hand into a Kli that had two half Isarons of a Mincha where one was already Tameh from before? That's on Daf Chav Dalet. Good. Number 7. Which daf do we have a contradiction if the Tzitz is Maratze for Mezi? That's on Daf Chav Hei. Good. Number 8. Which stuff do you discuss what the din is if a mincha's komets became mixed with another mincha of a different consistency, like that of a mincha and a mincha of a kohen gadol? That's on Daf Chabez. Good. Number 9. Which stuff do we learn that the tzitz is maratze for tuma, not for yotze? That's on Daf Chafei. Great. And number 10. Which stuff do you discuss dam shebishlo, blood which one cooked, and whether one transgresses the prohibition of consuming blood for it? That's on Daf Chafalav. Excellent. That concludes today's shiur. This is Rabbi Avraham Goldar from Zichru, wishing you a great day and great learning.